Chapter 2. I wanted to see the city. I was free. "Can I see the city, please?" I asked the king. The king said, "Yes, but you mustn't hurt the people. You mustn't damage the buildings either." The name of the capital city was Milendo. The people all went home so I might visit. The city was a perfect square. There weren't many people on the street. I was so careful because I didn't want to step on them. I couldn't walk down every street because they were too narrow, but I could see most of the city. The king's palace was in the centre of the city. It had a wall around it. The king said, "You may step over the wall." I saw the palace from all sides. The principal secretary of the kingdom came to see me. He told me about the Tramaksan and Slamaksan. The Tramaksan wore high-heeled shoes. The Slamaksan wore low-heeled shoes. The Slamaksan all got places in the government because the king liked low heels. The heir to the throne liked high heels. The Slamaksan and Tramaksan didn't eat or drink together. "I'm worried about the war," he said to me. The island of Blefuscu wanted to invade Lilliput. The Blefuscu Empire took in traitors from Lilliput. They had a big fleet. It was ready to attack. I told the secretary, "Tell the king I'll help fight the Blefuscu Empire." The Blefuscu Empire was on an island to the north of Lilliput. I hid. I didn't want the enemy to see me. I made a plan to help Lilliput. I told the king, "I'll capture the enemy fleet." I made cables and hooks out of iron bars. The sea was only 6 feet deep at the deepest point. I walked down to the sea. I took off my shoes and socks. I swam past the deepest point. The enemy were scared when they saw me. They jumped off their ships and swam to shore. The boats were empty. I had a hook and cable for every boat. The enemy shot me with arrows. They stung, but they were not too dangerous. I hooked all the enemy ships. I tied the cable ends together in one knot. This made them easier to pull. I cut the anchor ropes of each ship. Then I walked away and pulled the fleet behind me. The enemy were not happy. I stopped when I was out of their range. I pulled the arrows out of my face and hands. The tide went out. I walked the ships back to the harbour of Lilliput. The king and the people of Lilliput watched the ships. They were scared the fleet was coming to kill them. Then they saw me. They were very happy. "Long live the king!" they shouted. The king made plans to make the people of Blefuscu his slaves. I said, "No, you can't do that." The king of Blefuscu asked for peace talks. The two kings sat down together and talked. They made peace agreements. They were all in Lilliput's favour. I went back to my house. One night, I was asleep, and there was a lot of knocking on my door. The people of Lilliput came to me. "The palace is on fire," they told me. I ran to the city. I didn't have permission to enter, but I was careful not to step on people. The fire buckets were very small. The fire was going to burn down the whole palace. I didn't have my coat to put out the flames, but I saved the queen and the royal children. I put out the flames and saved the palace. The king pardoned me for picking up the queen and the royal children without permission. He pardoned me for coming to the city without permission. I had many servants at my home. 300 servants made my clothes and 300 cooks made my food. The king came to eat with me one day. He brought a bad man with him. The man was a noble. He didn't like me. He was always my enemy. He told the king, "Keeping him here costs too much. You need to send him away."